A24 scores another big win for me personally with their crime drama thriller, Love Lies Bleeding. Love Lies Bleeding, say that fast. Love Lies Bleeding stars Kristen Stewart as Lou, who runs a, well, I don't know if she runs it, but she works at a gym where she meets Katie O'Brien, who plays Jackie, who is on the journey to compete in a bodybuilding competition. And that's kind of like where we get the gist of all this. They meet, they fall in love, a lustful love story blooms from this, but also the past from these two characters comes into play and causes a lot of mayhem and destruction and chaos in a very violent and imaginative way. Now, I'll be the first to say I'm not the biggest fan of Kristen Stewart. She seems to always play like these, the same character, like just, she plays herself in these characters and it just doesn't seem to always fit. I feel like this movie, the character of Lou, who she plays, it actually kind of works well with her personality and how she kind of incorporates that into this character. That is not to say that I've seen a bunch of Kristen Stewart movies. I've kind of not necessarily even sought them out. But maybe if she kind of plays these kinds of characters in these like independent films, which I'm pretty sure she does, I might give him more of a chance. Kind of like what I did with Robert Pattinson whenever I saw him in, what was the movie? The Lighthouse. And if y'all don't remember The Lighthouse, it's a pretty weird film as well from a director who I'm, at this point, I will put Rose Glass in one of these directors who, if they come out with a film, I will watch it. No questions asked. That kind of falls into line with these list of directors like Jordan Peele, Robert Eggers, and Ari Aster. No matter what they put out, I will go and watch it. No questions asked. I think the standout character for me is Jackie, played by Katie O'Brien. I've never seen her in anything before this. I have no idea who she is. And I was pleasantly surprised by her character. She's very intense. It seems like she went all out into bodybuilding for this particular role. I'm pretty sure she could not have been not somewhat jacked already, but just added to her jackedness. She's really intense. She is all in on this character and it really shows on the screen. And again, I was pleasantly surprised by that. Jenna Malone, haven't seen in too much in a while. But she plays an abused wife, and Dave Franco plays her husband. And you can kind of connect the dots on that one. Dave Franco is a real piece of shit in this movie. And it has to do with a haircut. You know, anybody with a haircut like that, you know he's an asshole. Another standout but unsurprising performance is from Ed Harris. Great actor. Plays a very menacing character, but yet, I don't know, there's like a hint to me. He plays Lou Sr., who's Kristen Stewart's father. And I don't know if I'm the only one that caught this, but like, or it's just kind of weird perception that I have of Ed Harris in this movie. But he seems very menacing, very much a bastard, but yet somewhat loving, but only loving conditionally for his own ends. So I don't know how much love that really is. But I don't know, there still seemed to be a sense of fatherly love there, but still will kill you if he needs to. Like, the love ends at some point if you get in on his ends. One of the things that stood out to me initially when this movie started was the soundtrack. The soundtrack is fantastic. It really has that late 80s vibe with the synth. I could really use this on a vinyl or some kind of music streaming service. Because it was just fun. It really captured the moments well. And just the overall vibe of the movie itself and the time it does take place. This movie really isn't it's not a horror movie. Considering that Rose Glass, they made a horror movie called Saint Maud previous to this one. It does have horror elements. This movie is violent. It can get a little bit gory at times. And it really, little bit, it really just depends on what you're used to, your level of gore in a film. I love how she takes a lot of artistic chances in certain scenarios in this movie. There's an element of body horror that just happens at some point in the film. I won't say when. And then there's a point where, I'll probably mention this. This is not really a spoiler, but as Katie O'Brien, Jackie, the character, is lifting weights and she's getting really intense about it, they get close-ups of her muscles and they kind of like blow up close up on screen. And I thought that was an interesting choice to make. And there is a point where I think what they're trying to get at is that there's a point where the characters feel kind of free and larger than life, so to speak. And it kind of is represented very bluntly on the screen. And I enjoyed that portion as well. I was a little confused at some point when I saw it, and I was just kind of like, oh, okay, I get what, at least I think I get what Rose Glass is trying to do. I appreciate the artistic chances she takes in this movie. It's not something I see all the time, especially in the most recent movies that I've seen so far. I tried to keep this as a spoiler. This is as spoiler-free as I possibly can get. So he's not really saying much other than me telling you the good things about this movie, that you should go into the theater to watch this movie. Again, a movie like this is not going to be for everyone. If you like crime films, definitely go watch it. If you like crime films with a bit more of an artistic flair to it, definitely check this movie out. It is an A24 movie, so that's kind of something you would expect from them. And it's a fantastic movie. I really liked it a lot. To give it some kind of arbitrary rating, I would say it's kind of hard because I want to jump between a 4 and a 4.5 out of 5. I'll just say 4.5 out of 5 for me. It had all elements I like in it. The crime, the amazing performances from the actors and actresses. A little bit of gore, which I like. And then there's a bit of horror to it as well. And then a lot of odd artistic choices represented on the film. And I just really enjoyed it. Definitely check it out in theater. I might, because of this movie, decide to check out more independent-ish type of movies that Kristen Stewart is in. Give her a chance. I guess I give her a chance this time. I'm not used to seeing Dave Franco in this type of character. I mean, he's played like the asshole, but the asshole in like a comedic sense. And this was very serious. And I enjoyed that from him as well. He plays an asshole very, very well. And of course, Ed Harris, fantastic. Katie O'Brien, can't wait to see her in more movies. She did great. But yeah, definitely check it out in the theaters. And if you like this review, please like and subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you know when we drop another video. Uploads are kind of... But we have more episodes on the way, so stay tuned to CineQuest Video. We appreciate you watching. Have a good one.